Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'll do the intro now.
Okay, good.
Good.
Good. You going to leave that bit in?
No.
No.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. I'm out of breath. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me is always my co-host, Nick Mason.
Have you been running?
No, I had one.
You just had dinner.
I did, and I had one of my Christmases yesterday. It takes the wind out of you, mate.
Dinner and Christmas.
No, Christmas Day, because you eat so much and whatever.
Mm.
It bloody knocks you about. Never mean for a run. Just kind of, you know, get everything going again.
You got some busy times. You know, running, mate. Christmas, dinner.
Podcastos.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these things.
Yeah. You told me you're on a roll today. You've been editing videos and you've been on a roll.
I've got a 15-minute Rogue One Easter egg video that's nearly done. And I was up till 3 a.m. editing it last night. But I'm really happy with it. I think it's one of the most technically complicated things I've done. But it probably just looks like everything
else. Oh, it's that famous video of yours that's kind of, it looks exactly the same forwards as backwards, right?
That's exactly,
that
yes,
one?
That's right.
You guarantee
it's
it.
It's a palindrome of videos,
yeah,
if
right?
That's the word that means that.
Yeah, fantastic.
Good.
I was going to say, probably nothing.
Okay,
continue
good.
With the show.
Well, then I can say something.
Yeah, great.
Pacific Rim 2 has a new title. It was Pacific Rim Maelstrom. Mm-hmm. Maelstrom? How do you say that?
I'll say, hang on. Now I'm confused because you've said it both ways and I don't know which one I use. It might literally be a word I've never said out loud.
It could be, yeah.
I've got to give it a whirl. Here we go. Premiere. Weekly Planet exclusive. Maelstrom?
There we go. That's right.
Okay, cool.
Right.
All right, I did it.
It's now called Pacific Rim Uprising, probably for the reasons that you just indicated.
Yep.
By nobody really knows how to say that word,
or
probably.
Or what it means, probably.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Pacific Rim Up the Khyber. Like, it's going to be like a series of carry-on films now.
Oh, I would love that. Mm-hmm. This one's directed by Stephen Ester Knight, which we've talked about. He show ran the first season of Daredevil.
Stephen Ester Knight or Stephen S. Denite?
Maybe Denite.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's the maelstrom of last names,
isn't it? Though?
Which is good. Great. I'm not really that keen on seeing another one, but John Boyega's in it, and I really liked him in Force Awakens. And,
yeah, nice.
Yeah, sure.
Is Ron Perlman back? I'm sure I ask that every time we have Pacific Rim.
I don't know specifically, but presumably because he cut himself out of that weird fish monster. So I'm going to say yes.
Do you think he'll have, because last time he had like python shoes.
Yeah, he did.
Do you think there'll be like monster skin shoes?
They might be actually,
yeah.
Oh, man. Awesome.
Monster skin jacket or slimy.
So slimy.
Perlman can bring his own wardrobe.
He probably could.
I assume his wardrobe's slimy.
Hang on, dog. What are you up to? Sneaking around the back. Also, we've got Godzilla 2 has been titled. It's Godzilla King of
Maelstrom.
Monsters.
Maelstrom.
That's right.
For complicated legal reasons, when you take a word from the title of a monster movie, you have to add it to another
Correct.
One.
Mm-hmm. And they're both with Warner Brothers, and that they don't waste anything, do they?
No.
They make nothing but quality films and quality titles. Godzilla King of Monsters, which is kind of a throwback to, you know, the Godzilla films of old, which I've seen none of because, you know, they're pretty old, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's mostly a man in a rubber suit. Did you end up seeing the new one?
No.
Which was a throwback to
the new
one?
Japanese version. No, I did not.
I've heard
no.
it's a really good kind of homage to the old ones because it's pretty much done in the same style. There's a lot of like Japanese boardrooms being like, this is serious business.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's a monster. And then they'll cut to the monster kind of slowly walking through a power plant or whatever.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah, whatever happens in those movies. But great.
Now, Gareth Edwards, is he not?
No, he's not. No, he's out because by the time kind of he couldn't.
I was going to say, is he the director of Rogue One? You said no.
He might be.
I tricked you.
He did. Yeah, I think because all the pre-production stuff, he couldn't. What's she doing?
No, that's all right. The dog is staring at me. The dog.
She snuck around the back of me.
Yeah, for listeners who don't know, the dog is meant to stay in her bed, which is over the other side of the man cave. And
regular Uber, yeah.
But it's a man cave. But she now sneaks around to the couch.
Yeah.
And she's just suddenly. She's got a head resting on one of the cushions of the couch. She's staring up forlornly.
If you just tap your knee, she'll jump.
I know. All right, dog. I'm going to move our delightful Loot Crate merchandise out of the way. Yeah,
good stuff. Dog. She's done it again. Mm-hmm. Stealth dog.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm presuming like King of Monsters is that kind of a lead up to King Kong as well to be like,
oh,
who
I
is
see.
The King of Monsters.
Do you think maybe this will be entitled Godzilla King of Monsters
for now? Brackets for now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Potentially. Yeah. Anyway, great. Looking forward to it. Hopefully more Godzilla in this one this time around. I liked the last one. I never went back to it though because I figured there's not a hell of a lot of Godzilla in it.
Yep.
So I thought the bits without Godzilla would maybe drag. I don't know.
Maybe this will be. Do you think this will start? Maybe it's just going to be nonstop Godzilla.
I think you got to.
Maybe it opens with a news report. It's like for like two straight years, Godzilla's been destroying stuff, and here he is again.
Here's a recap. Here's a best of compilation. What else we got here? Dunkirk. Christopher Nolan's new trailer for his new film Dunkirk.
Yep.
About the Battle of Dunkirk.
I watched this trailer.
Yes, you have. What did you think? I'd love to know your thoughts.
You know what? I was a little bit disappointed because in seeing this latest trailer, I got the sense that it was going to start slowly. Imagine if we just started slowly transforming into a war story that wasn't really a war story.
In what sense?
Like maybe it's got some sort of Christopher Nolan weirdness to it.
Oh, okay,
like
yeah.
There was some sort of twist.
I don't think.
But it wasn't. It's just a straight ahead war story, and that's fine.
I don't think you can do that with a story like this.
Well, maybe you could though. Because,
like with a fictional World War II battle, yes.
But we had this conversation just before the episode started. You were telling me that the deal with Dunkirk is, and spoilers for a war, spoilers for a battle that already happened.
Yeah.
At the end of the Battle of Dunkirk, the German advance stops and nobody knows why.
Not exactly why, okay. Yeah. Okay. So you want to see some insight into that.
Well, I don't know. I got this sense that it was, and I don't know, it's wishful thinking, but I got the sense initially from this trailer that it was going to curve away from being a real war story. But now it's you know, it's about the horrors of war and it's about the fear of war.
But you hate that weird
I hate
game.
Return Soldiers. You're right. No, I do.
That game-breaking element of a Christopher Nolan film. You're like, I love all of his films or whatever, except there's normally one element that you hate. Do you think that if he introduced that one element into this traditional wharf story?
A traditional
like,
wharf story?
Yeah, wharf story, that you'd be like, oh, I hate this.
Yeah, probably. You can't win me over, Christopher Nolan. How about that?
No matter what
yeah, you're
you
right.
Do.
Especially if it was a cloning machine.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it, though. I'll see anything he makes.
Yeah, to this point, I had no idea about any of the cast or anything like that.
Sure, yeah.
So Cillian Murphy's
in it. No, I didn't
know
that either.
Great.
Tom Hardy's
in it.
Yeah.
Kenneth Branagh.
Great.
Branagh's.
Old Brano.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
How does he do it?
Yeah.
He just gets about, doesn't he? Yeah, cool. Awesome. Got some other cool news, Mason.
Better be cool.
Aquaman cool?
You know what? That was my thought about Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
If we can go back two steps.
Okay.
We were recently shown a Power Rangers poster. Is that a fake
poster? No, it's a fake one. Yeah,
it's a fake poster. Okay. Yeah. It was
I deleted
very much
my tweet about that.
Oh, embarrassing
well,
for you.
In respect for the Power Rangers franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we were shown like...
It's a great fan mock-up, but
it was a sort of a full-length shot of a completed Megazord.
Yeah.
And it was very much in the style of Michael Bay's Transformers.
And I think we're past that at this point, aren't we? I think Blocky's back in.
Yeah,
Blocky's the new
Blocky's
jagged
back,
mate.
Baby, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Rogue One is testament to that.
Minecraft is testament to that as well.
You know it.
Mm-hmm.
A billion
playing
kids, that can't be wrong, Mason.
Children playing with blocks.
Yeah, that's right.
Testing
Duplo.
Duplo.
Yeah. Patrick Wilson will play Ocean Master.
That's right.
Aquaman's one of his villains. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
I like it. Is he his brother? Is that his brother?
Couldn't say.
Yeah. I should know that. I feel like I knew that. Now
No. You shouldn't know anything about Aquaman. I'm putting my foot down. There's no call for knowing anything about Aquaman. We're going to have this brief period where we're going to have to pretend to know some things about Aquaman. Then as soon as this movie comes and goes, we can forget everything about Aquaman again.
The first time I went, oh, I like Aquaman. You lent me that Justice League comic that we always talk about.
Uh-huh.
Justice League.
It's the Grant Morrison run. It's
Unlimited?
No, it's just JLA. United,
just JLA.
Yeah.
Yeah, and basically, like a alien monster goes to attack him and he gives it a seizure because he's like, oh, you got like a fish part of your brain and he just kind of takes it out. It's awesome. Anyway, Ocean Master, good.
Yeah.
James Wan's doing it. I think this will be a good one. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
So that's most of the Watchmen cast.
Yeah.
That's most of the main Watchmen cast in DC films.
What about Madeline Ackerman?
She's not anything yet. Neither is Jackie Earle Haley.
Right.
Maybe like one more person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who plays old Silk Spectre?
Carla Gugino.
Yeah, she's not in either, is she?
No, but she was in The Great San Andreas, which one can assume is part of the DC
makes sense.
Cinematic universe.
Enough buildings fell down.
Yeah.
I think you might need to, I know I got you to adjust this a little before we start.
How about now?
A little bit more?
Now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, great.
I do that every week. I should nail it. Do you move your head or do I just not test it
I've
properly?
I've never moved my head.
That's
why I'm wearing...
It's the brace.
No, I'm wearing a Batman Begins bat suit. I've been wearing it since the beginning of this podcast. I can't turn my head at all.
Well, speaking of Batman, I'm glad you brought that up, Mason.
Thank you.
Perfect timing. You've waited 3 years and you've dropped that in at the exact right moment. Ben Affleck's Batman movie starts shooting in spring. I've got a quote from him about it, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Allow me to do it in my Ben Affleck voice.
Here we go.
I'm from Boston. If I could, there's nothing I'd love more than to direct a...
Wait. Is I'm from Boston part of
That's
the impression?
That's part of the quote, yes.
It's not
in the quote.
Oh, it's not part of your impression.
No, not at all.
Okay, right. I thought that was a substitute for a Boston accent, is you yell, I'm from Boston at the shop, but continue.
Look, it's both. I'd love nothing more than to direct a standalone, iconic, great Batman movie, but it's been done.
It's going to be a garbage one.
That's right. Get ready. Christopher Nolan did 3 really great movies. I'm mindful of that. I'm not in any hurry to jam the mediocre movie down the pipe. I really want to make sure...
Hollywood pipe.
That's right. If we do it, we get the great version and one that's worthy of the tradition of guys like Tim Burton, Christopher Nolan, and Christian Bale. Just to be clear, I am from Boston. Full quote. End quote.
It's weird. He certainly mentioned all the Batman directors, didn't he?
He did, didn't he?
Mentioned all, every single one.
Yep, that's right. I thought about it.
Yeah.
He also said that he's going into this movie with tremendous... Sorry, I'm from Boston. He's going into this movie with a tremendous amount of respect for the people who came before me.
Joel Schumacher.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think he respects the one that he was in? Or the two, if you count Suicide Squad? It's not really a Batman movie, though, is it? There's some good Batman stuff in that Suicide Squad movie, though.
The 2 minutes he's in it, yeah.
Yeah, he's really good.
Great, sure, yeah. All right, stop. Just keep grasping at that. It's fine.
He's a great Batman.
I agree.
Yeah. I think this will be a good one.
Mm.
Do you think so?
Yeah, all right.
Good. We both agree. One reluctantly. No, he'll do it, right?
I don't know, man. I can't say.
Okay, maybe this will get you excited. David Ayer is to direct...
Did he say that if he doesn't get this right, he's putting this whole town in his rear view? Because that's a classic, something Ben Affleck would say.
I don't have that in front of me, but presumably.
It's presumably, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. David Ayer is to direct Margot Robbie in Gotham City Sirens.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to showcase the top DC female villains. Speculated characters include Catwoman and Poison Ivy, with Megan Fox reportedly up for the role of Poison Ivy.
Ooh.
Reportedly, just a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
And
also Suicide Squad 2 is still in the works. Still squadding.
Oh, yeah.
Suicide Squad, Squad Squabbling, I think it's called.
Okay, great, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, David Ayer, huh?
Yeah.
Who directed that first Suicide Squad
film.
Yes,
he did, yes.
To some degree.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Mm.
Yeah.
So either...
Do you think... Why are they launching into a team film? Do you think we should get like a Harley movie and a Joker?
It's going to be a Harley movie.
Well, yeah, obviously. But like, don't you think... Is that the way to do it? I don't know.
I think they're just grasping at properties now.
Okay. But at least they're giving us stuff that we haven't seen. Mm. Like, we hadn't seen Batman fight Superman. We'd never seen the Suicide Squad. And there's never been a movie like this. So from that perspective, these are all... Like, at least it's original in that sense. Like, the concepts.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
You can't argue with that, can you? So none of this... No, you're just not... Why would he do it? If he really did lose control of that last movie, reportedly...
Yeah, exactly.
Why is he doing it?
Because, yeah, clearly he had a bad experience with that last one.
I mean, he hasn't said that. He's been pretty professional about it. But yeah.
Oh, maybe that's it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they just like the idea of
trapping him in a contract.
Correct, yes. Well, maybe he's got three and he has to do three.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, what is literally on the top of this DC Comics new release stack?
Sure.
Gotham City Sirens, great. No, you know what? I think they just went, we need to build a Harley Quinn movie. And yeah. This is that movie.
Yeah. And I guess that would be more interesting in a way than just a Harley Quinn movie.
And who, of the casts of all these movies, who has mouthed off the most about his poor treatment? It's Jared Leto. So my guess would be they were going to do a Harley and Joker film.
Yep.
And then he went, you cut out all my scenes, I hate you.
Yeah.
And then they turfed him and they went, okay, what else is Harley in Gotham City Sirens?
Gotcha. Okay, well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Also, they're considering a Deadshot solo film.
Yep.
No surprise there.
Yep.
Will Smith's Collateral Beauty came out this week. Is that what it's called?
Oh, that's right. And what's it about?
I'm going to spoil the twist for everybody, okay?
Isn't it some sort of elaborate...
It's a universe where he's lost someone close to him. I think it's a child.
Uh-huh.
And so he writes letters to love, death, and time.
Oh, and they're
like
represented
that.
By actual people, by actors.
Yeah, well, and they turn up to be like, Will Smith, it's us, it's me, it's love, and I'm here to teach you a lesson, because they find his letters.
Uh-huh.
But it turns out that the people from his work found the letters and have hired these actors to go and speak to him, mm-hmm. to then film him having these conversations. This is true.
Yeah.
And then digitally remove the actor from it. So it just looks like Will Smith is talking to himself.
And so he's crazy.
And so he's crazy. And then they can take his company away because they're good friends or something. That is actually the story.
Mm, great.
Well, it's because it's Will Smith Oscar bait season. That's what it is.
Right, exactly.
We got
we
got Concussion last year.
Yeah, because on paper this could be good. I mean, it sounds bad. On paper it sounds good. Describing it on our podcast for the purposes of mocking Will Smith, it sounds bad, sure. But on paper, it could be good.
Anything on paper can be good. A big old pile of poo. Not that. That's really not that.
No.
So, yeah, that's happening. So I'm presuming the Deadshot's in the contract.
I would love
as well.
A Captain Boomerang film.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, but they'll never do it.
No.
He's got no star power.
No, that's
everything
true.
He's fronted is... become a big poo on a piece of paper. So
metaphorically?
No, literally.
Okay, so you open the DVD case of Die Hard 5. So think of a Jai Courtney movie. Anyway, what are we doing? Ben Mendelsohn news.
Mendo.
I normally wouldn't bring this up, but it's Mendo week, isn't it?
Isn't it though?
He's going to play the sheriff.
All my suspicions about Mendo in Rogue One confirmed. Well, not confirmed, but certainly you can't rule it out.
Yeah, you know what? You're not wrong.
That's right.
He's going to play the Sheriff of Nottingham in that Robin Hood reboot that we sometimes talk about. Taron Egerton is Robin Hood.
Okay. Which one's that again?
Kingsman.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They're giving it a go.
I can see that working. Sure.
Yeah. They're ready.
All right.
They're ready for round... How many have we had in the last 20 years? 5?
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you including Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, right. Okay.
And there's also the Connery one from the 80s, about old Robin Hood.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Where actually he's...
Can we also include First Night, which is the movie with Sean Connery and...
I'm a big fan of First Night.
Okay.
It's not a good movie,
Richard Gere.
But it's a great movie
okay.
in a lot of ways. Yeah, so there's a Sean Connery old Robin Hood movie, I think from the early 80s.
There's the Robin Hood, the animated Robin Hood movie that you like because of all the anthropomorphic animals.
I don't like this rumor that you're spreading. I don't appreciate it. But, you know, the Sean Connery one, he's older in that movie. No, sorry, Russell Crowe's older in his Robin Hood origin movie than Sean Connery was in his old Robin Hood movie.
Interesting.
If that makes sense.
It does make heaps of sense.
But when you're the greatest actor in the world, you can play any age.
Yeah.
All right. Star Wars news, Mason, before we talk about Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
The Han Solo film will be shooting in February.
Great.
They're gearing up. Everyone's ready to go, presumably. Also, the Episode 8 trailer, you interested to know when that's going to land?
Yes.
When it's going to hit the net?
Yes.
Make a big splash?
Yes.
Spring, according to Kathleen Kennedy, who runs Lucasfilm.
I don't know when that is.
Autumn, for us.
Okay, great.
The
fall, for American listeners.
Correct. That's the idea was to give Rogue One some breathing space, and I presumably this is going to be around the time of
Celebration. Remember to adjust your clocks for daylight savings.
Please do.
When... Episode 8 trailer comes out.
Yes.
Spring forward, you fall back.
That's exactly it.
Unless you're in Australia when I think it's the opposite.
I can never remember.
Neither can I.
No, I know the one that's coming up for us is we get an extra hour sleep.
Oh,
and that's what I'm about.
My hot tip, just let your phone adjust itself.
Yeah. And then wake up refreshed for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. You got more time to get great 20% off deals, Mason.
Yeah, good.
Finally.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother. Or sales. I definitely prefer. Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nyx, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. All right, Mason, we got to talk about Rogue One. But before we got to talk about... Are you doing the Star Wars guy again, aren't you?
What if I did my famous character, guy who doesn't know what Star Wars is, for the entirety of a Star Wars episode? Well, we're going to find out as I do it today.
Could I talk box office with you?
Yes.
It's going to have around a US opening of 145 to 155 million.
That's a lot. What is this?
That's lower than The Force Awakens, which you're probably not aware of, which had $247 million.
That's $100 million less.
Correct.
But it seems a lot.
It still seems like a lot, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And also, that opening is not as good as Captain America Civil War and Batman v Superman, which you know of.
I'm aware of them.
Sure. Now, that's still a massive...
Big fan.
That's still a massive...
The guy who doesn't know what... Okay, here's some continuity for guy who doesn't know anything about Star Wars. He just loves all superhero movies, like regardless. Sure. He just loves them all. He just loves the clashing colours.
I understand.
He loves the action-packed beats.
Loves the costumes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And all the
He'd
running
about.
He'd
probably love Star Wars if he knew what it was, but somehow, some reason, it's all gone over his head and he's missed the whole thing.
He's missed it. Uh-huh. But that being said, this is still the biggest December opening second biggest December opening ever to the last Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
and the second to hit over 100 million.
So there's been more than one of these.
There's been more than one. Yeah, this isn't the first one that you've seen, okay. Star Wars guy who doesn't know about Star Wars.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. So what we're going to do this week, we're going to do non-spoilers as we normally do,
yep.
And then spoilers. But we'll very clearly say this is the point, and I'll time code it underneath.
Yep.
So there's quite a bit to spoil in this as well. So we'll dance around it. But look, if you haven't seen it and you don't want to know anything, probably don't listen to this at all.
Yeah.
You say that's fair?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. What did you think the story was?
Guy who doesn't know what Star Wars is couldn't possibly tell you. Why don't you tell guy who doesn't know what Star Wars is what the plot of Rogue One is? That's right. Guy who doesn't know what Star Wars is has turned it back on you, mate.
I hate this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, basically, it's set in a time just before A New Hope, the original Star Wars, which you haven't seen, but don't worry about it. We'll get to it. And the idea is there's a ragtag group of rebels who need to steal the plans to the Death Star, which is an ultimate battle station that can shoot a laser that can explode a planet.
Ooh.
They need to get the plans.
This future sounds crazy.
That's the thing, though, Star Wars guy who doesn't know about Star Wars. It's the past. Also, what the leader of the group, or one of the leaders, also her father was involved in the construction of the Death Star. Also, it's not a star. It's just a big metal moon.
Mm.
Is that you're okay with that?
Yes.
You following?
Okay, I'm going to retire the character for now of guy who doesn't know what Star Wars is.
He'll be back.
I just wanted you to tell what the story was.
I don't like it. It doesn't feel good.
Right. It feels bad, right? Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what'd you think?
I had a really good time with this one.
All right, then.
That being said,
yeah.
It's missing some things.
Totally.
For example, character arcs
yes.
of any kind.
I think some of them have them.
Mm.
But yeah, it's pretty thin.
Yeah,
all around. I can't
there is,
that.
And again, without giving anything away, there's quite a bit of, like, I'll never join you. I guess I'll join you.
Seems pretty good.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And there's also a lot of, we need to go to a place and get a thing to get the other thing and talk to like a video game kind of.
Yeah.
Or like, just like, a narrative.
Exactly, like when you think of Star Wars A New Hope.
Yep.
You know, we have Han Solo who's like, I'm going to take the money and I'm going to take off. And then he returns later.
Yeah.
But we know that's because of the influence of Luke,
yeah.
Leia, and all the good guys who've imprinted on him some good old-fashioned values about being a hero, and then he comes back.
American space
this,
values.
There's some characters who are definitely, they're not on board with the rebellion, or they're not on board with, you know, helping out the cause in a real way.
Sure.
And then nothing happens to them, and then all of a sudden they are on board.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
But other than that, I did have a good time at this movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was very Star Wars-y.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's extremely Star Wars-y.
I think, though, on the topic of that, there is, for certain characters, I think it kind of works.
Uh-huh.
I think, maybe not so much an arc, but their characterization. For example, like Cassian Andor.
Yes.
His role in the rebellion isn't like, I'm running into a bunker and shooting a blaster and doing a flip or whatever, and I'm a hero. It's like, go into an alley and knife a guy.
Yes.
And then get out.
What
and
I
then
liked,
cry
yeah,
about it
What
later.
I liked about this movie a lot is that it was very Star Wars-y, and it had, you know, all the big elements of Star Wars, like your super weapons and your space battles and etc.
Yeah.
But it also went down to a dirtier level of, we have this rebellion,
yeah.
But it covers, you know, presumably hundreds of star systems and races and worlds and things like that.
Mm.
And they're not all exactly on the same page at all times.
No.
And they're not on the same page as far as what they need to do to get this rebellion to happen.
Right, right.
And so you have people, you have, you know, in the original Star Wars series, you've got, okay, we've got to go in these big space battles and we've got to do a trench run and it's all about that. But then at a lower level, there's people like, well, we've got to get our hands dirty.
Yeah.
And
I got to kill an informant.
Yeah, I'm going to kill an informant. I've got to, you know,
like torture possibly an ally and
yeah,
and
right,
all this
exactly.
Kind of stuff. Yeah,
yeah
uh-huh. Absolutely.
And there's differences of opinion on the best methodology to foment a revolution.
Right.
For some people, it is the space battles and it's the showy stuff, and for other people, it's extremism.
Yeah, absolutely.
So really interesting. Yeah.
Jyn Erso.
Yes.
What about her as a character? Is that someone you enjoy? Do you think she had the most arc of anybody who's not having an arc in this movie?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. She
sure.
did.
I mean, yeah. she kind of does some coming around and whatever.
Yeah.
But I guess you're right in the sense that
essentially what happened is somebody said one phrase to her and it rattled around in her brain and then she spits it out a bit
later.
Yeah,
exactly. There's not that Han Solo moment in the way that you were talking about earlier. It's more of a kind of, I guess she was mulling it over. But also you can see there are moments where she's you can see how she would be pushed or prompted to kind of do what's considered to be the right thing. And obviously she's got the drive of her father is heavily involved in the process.
And I think it's a character also who she was given this sense of right and wrong as a child.
Yeah.
And then she's sort of lost her way quite early on, and then she's lived a life where maybe that's more about surviving and looking out for herself. And then she's sort of been thrust back into this world and she has to.
Yeah. She's not like a Luke Skywalker where he's like, I'm bored on a farm. I want adventure. Exactly. She's like, I hate everything and I just want to get away from all this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is any other characters that stood out for you in particular? The blind guy, obviously.
I was going to say Donnie Yen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this, because it's him and Baze Malbus, they're a team of their former kind of the Jedi Temple kind of warriors.
Yes,
Who've kind of fallen by the wayside because of the state of the galaxy.
Uh-huh.
I liked their interactions, but I feel like we didn't really get a payoff in their friendship.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I especially liked Donnie.
That's going to come up in spoilers a bit later.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I especially liked Donnie Yen just from the perspective of he's a blind man and he can do martial arts.
It was just really
cool to see. Mm-hmm. Like a guy just kick the shit out of 12 stormtroopers.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting that these guys are kind of disciples of a Church of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Where they're sort of... And that would happen if you had these people who had amazing skills and powers.
Yeah.
You know, by right of birth kind of thing. Like they've got the power within them.
Right.
People would form around them and sort of worship them and kind of aspire to be like them. And in some ways, like in Donnie Yen's character, that's kind of worked.
Yes.
Like maybe he isn't destined to be a Jedi.
Yeah.
But it's through sort of sheer force of will, he's attuned himself to the force enough that he can do what he can do.
Well, that's why I figured it, because it's never specifically said that he is force sensitive.
Yes.
But he can do things like, well, he can sense like a kyber crystal from across the room.
Yeah.
John. And there's little, like I've been reading the novelization as well, there's little nods as well that he can pick up on things. And I think that's just because he's blind, for one, and he's just knuckled down and kind of tuned into his senses.
Uh-huh.
And he's kind of willed himself to have some like low-level force sensitivity, maybe like a Maz Kanata kind of.
Yeah.
Like he knows that he can sense it, but he can't.
Right. He can't lift an X-Wing out of a swamp.
Yeah.
But what he's got is this awareness.
Kicking a guy in the head, hitting you with a stick.
Exactly.
Man.
Dodging a blaster.
Yeah.
Blaster bolt.
God, that
dodging
was a good scene.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah.
Who else is in this? Alan Tudyk.
Okay.
As KT.
I hated him.
And really?
I had a reason, though. I think I would have liked him, but I went to a midnight screening.
Yes.
And there was three people sitting behind me.
Uh-huh.
Three cackling hens, Mason.
Oh, yes.
And they would not...
On a hen's night.
Maybe. And they would not shut the fuck up. Whenever he said something, it was kind of like, oh, we know him from Firefly. It's amazing. He's the funniest character I've ever seen. Even before he'd go to say something, they'd be laughing.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? And so I couldn't enjoy that character on any level.
Yeah. Speaking of midnight screenings, at what point did you see the midnight screening? Because I know you flew up to Sydney on Monday evening.
Funny story, Mason.
Yes.
I've been working pretty hard at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I weaseled my way into the only...
You're doing these Star Wars videos. You're working on that Walking Dead video, which you'll never complete.
That's right. What do we got? Yeah, so I flew up to Sydney because there's only one premiere. They're only screening in one place
in Australia.
On Monday. I got there with my partner. It turned out that it's on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it was 2 days early. But so, you know, it turns out that I just didn't do any work and we went out and just had drinks and kind of took a bloody ferry under the harbour and whatever. It was great. I had a great night.
Good.
But no Star Wars.
I'm happy for you.
So I was...
Did it feel like a welcome relief?
In a way, it was.
Did it kind of feel like you'd shown up to work and they were like, no, we don't have a shift for you. You can go home.
Because I knew what was going to happen. I'd see it and then I'd
stay
up and I'd be doing the review, which I ended up doing on Wednesday, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But so...
In a way, you're doing one right now.
In a way, I am.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I flew to Sydney for nothing, essentially.
Great.
But yeah, had a bloody good time.
You're gonna write that off with your tax return?
I can't. For the purposes of...
For the purposes of this podcast that could be listened to by anybody, including the Australian Taxation Office, are you going to write this
Definitely
off?
Definitely not.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what did you think of him, though? The robot, K2SO.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I don't think every joke that he made landed, but it's nice to have some jokes.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would have enjoyed him more
if
I could, if I was able to at the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it, I hate midnight screenings. I forgot how much I hate him. Just... I said this the other week. If you're enjoying yourself, great.
Yep.
But can you do it on a level that's not fucking raucous?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Can you And like, it was got to the point where he'd say something and there'd be laughter and then they'd be like, oh no, that wasn't, he was just saying something. That wasn't a joke. Mm.
Sounds like somebody's got themselves a new vendetta and I couldn't be happier. What I did like, you like about KT is that he, is that he was a droid with no filter.
Yes.
I thought that was good. Like if you took the filters off C-3PO.
He'd be racist.
Or you let R2-D2 speak.
Well, that, I think that's what it was more so. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Mm. So
it was fun.
Yeah, probably. Sure. Probably
you,
Mason.
You don't know.
I'll let you know when I see it again.
Yeah.
Saw Gerrera, that's a character that they kind of hyped up from the perspective of, this is someone they've carried over from the Clone Wars.
Okay, right.
And it looks like they're going to be introducing him in Rebels. So he's from way back. He was trained to some extent by Anakin Skywalker.
Now this is Forrest Whitaker's character.
Yes.
I have a question for you. Is Forrest Whitaker a good actor or is he not? I've lost the thread and I don't know anymore.
Have you seen Last King of Scotland? Actually, you have. I know you've seen it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I liked him in Ghost Dog.
I haven't seen it.
It's just, I don't know. It's just this combination of the character.
What's some of this?
Yeah, there's a bit of that. There was a bit of, you've got to save the rebellion. There's a lot of yelling and I didn't know.
No,
is he part of the old school of acting where you're stoic for a while then you scream?
I don't think he is.
Huh.
What I thought was interesting about that character was...
Robot legs. And they're asymmetrical robot legs.
That's right.
He's got two different robot legs.
And he looks like he's made himself like a Darth Vader suit.
Yeah, his rebreather had the same sound as Vader's did.
But what I liked is he's clearly been in isolation for so long. And he's been fighting one war or another for 25 years, maybe more. And he's clearly gone mad.
Yes.
Like he's paranoid. He doesn't know who to trust. He's holed up in like a weird cave.
Uh-huh.
He's like killing whoever and, you know, reading people's minds. But we'll get into that later. But I liked that aspect of it. But the execution, not as much.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He had crazy hair at the end. Also, because you knew he was crazy, didn't you?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You absolutely knew.
Yeah. He should have had like the Star Wars equivalent of an Afro pick in his like a tiny little lightsaber. Just buzzing away, just a little wisp of smoke coming off it at all times. I think that would have been great.
Now, for me, I mentioned this in my review, which you can check out right now if you want, Mason.
Okay, cool.
But I thought the pacing, especially in the first act, was a little all over the place.
A little slow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there was a lot of quick cuts to a lot of different locations.
Yeah, there was, yeah.
And to kind of...
Initially, I'm like, is this ever going to end?
Yeah.
We went to about three planets in the space of 3 minutes. And I'm like, is this... Oh, all right.
And you notice because of that, they brought in title cards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of aspects, which we've never had in a Star Wars movie.
That's true.
But there's a lot of aspects of this movie. We'll talk about the opening crawl maybe in spoilers, because I guess that's kind of a spoiler.
Uh-huh.
That aren't traditional Star Wars movies. But I think the title card that aren't like traditional Star Wars movies. But I think the title card thing was to be like, where are we? Like,
right, tell,
because I don't think, I'm not sure if I would have kept up as well without them. Not that these planets meant anything to me, because I hadn't heard of most of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Most of them were new to me, but So
any of them been in the planet Jeddah? Is that new?
Yeah, it's new. Most of them are new, but the ones I knew from like trailers and the kind of stuff they've released. But there was one called the Rings of something, you know, that two asteroid one.
Oh yeah,
that was kind of stacked together, which I thought was cool.
Yeah,
yeah. But I love seeing a new location. But also, there was like no Star Wars wipes.
That's true. Yeah, there was no transitions.
And even like the way it's shot, it very fluid.
No John Williams score.
Oh, we should talk about that. Like the way it was shot was, it's all kind of more handheld. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like running about and
that's
all that.
That's true.
Kind of
there
thing.
Was
yeah.
some like yeah, there was some like handheld video shots in this,
which I really enjoyed. Yeah. I mean. I think, you know, it's good if you're going to approach these movies in a different way.
Yeah. And there was like blur in the background as things were happening in the foreground. And there was a lot of battle happening in the background when, you know, somebody was having a conversation or a battle,
Absolutely.
Combat in the front kind of thing.
Funny story. The lenses that they shot this movie on were the same that they shot Ben-Hur on. So they're like old lenses. And apparently so you can get these amazing shots, but getting focus is a nightmare.
I see.
Yeah.
Maybe that worked in its favor.
No, I think it absolutely did. Yeah, definitely.
And it also worked in the sense of like, this is a smaller scale version of, well, it's not smaller scale.
Mm.
A lot of the stuff is just as big a scale as,
if not bigger,
of you know, episode four or
if not smaller. Yeah. Sorry, go on. Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, when we got down to the dirt, it was a whole, felt like a whole new experience. It felt like, just a more real experience.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Can't argue with that.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna, if
no,
you don't
good.
Mind.
Yeah.
We'll probably talk about this more in spoilers. Did you notice the reshoots?
No, but okay. I never noticed reshoots.
Okay.
So did you notice because of hair is the question.
Actually, the hair was more consistent than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Because Forest Whitaker has two hairstyles
yeah,
in this
movie.
Yeah,
we questioned that initially in the trailers, yeah. But now there's obviously a reason for that.
Yeah.
Past Forest.
Yeah.
Current Forest.
Yeah. That being said, the footage of him with the shaved head from the trailer is clearly that him with the bigger hair had to, that had to have been a reshoot.
Okay.
Because there's footage of him talking to Jin when he's got the
oh,
cropped hair.
Oh, I see. Right.
So, but yeah, but yeah. there's shot. You know what? We'll talk about in
okay.
In
and there's
spoilers.
Also some missing stuff that was very much in the trailer.
Yes.
And you know, there in fact some very dramatic shots from yeah. the trailer that I assumed would come up at some point, but never did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And look, even though I noticed this, but it was more kind of in hindsight.
Uh-huh.
When I'd left, I went, oh, hang on a minute, that bit wasn't in it. So at the time, it kind of moved briskly enough, especially towards the end where it didn't bother me. Like, to me, I was sitting there and I'm like, yeah, this makes sense.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like Fantastic Four where I'm watching it like, what is happening? Like, you know, you could see it as it's unfolding in front of you, but this,
yep.
not so much. Action sequences, you talked about them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about Down in the Dirt, I loved how it captured the time period, but it added that, just that grime, just kind of over everything. You've got
yeah,
your stormtroopers
right.
and also your variations on stormtroopers
yeah.
and
the
whatnot.
Very grotty looking sand yeah. troopers were nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like they're clearly not like the CGI clone armors that they used yeah. For uh-huh. the, for the prequels.
Yeah.
But even things like there's a stormtrooper who's been knocked down and they're going to get up and someone would just run past and shoot him in the head and just keep running.
Yeah, right.
Like uh-huh. stuff like that
yeah.
was really good. Would you take a kid to this? If you stole a kid from
oh,
a
yeah,
supermarket,
if I stole
would,
a
you,
kid,
would you take one?
No, because we'd be in that one location and then the police would converge.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
They have like 2 hours, so
yeah,
probably
yeah.
not.
Okay.
Maybe I put it on an iPad and give it to them
yeah,
in
sure,
the back of
yeah.
the car or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we drive and then I drive off a pier, you know? Because the cops ain't taking me alive, all right?
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
So you would show a kid this?
No, actually I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some pretty scary stuff,
mm-hmm.
especially towards the end, which again we'll get into
mm-hmm.
in spoilers.
But the action I thought was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Space battles.
Spattles.
Spattles. Some of the best I think we've seen in
yeah,
Star
right.
Wars ever.
I think so too.
Yeah. Better than anything in the prequels.
Yep.
Like it's kind of like, to me, I think the high watermark is probably the asteroid chase from Empire Strikes
yep,
Back
uh-huh.
and the Return of the Jedi Death Star.
Yeah. There wasn't battle. Really anything in terms of space battles in Force Awakens, was there?
There was no space battle
yeah,
in
right,
Force
okay,
Awakens.
Yeah. There we go, yeah.
So this was kind of a real return to form.
Yeah, looked great. All the sets looked super authentic.
Oh, mate.
That Death Star set looks super authentic.
Yeah, doesn't it just?
Everything looked authentic. It looked, I don't know, just good work.
Yeah,
good
totally.
Work, everybody, yeah.
I'm just adding a thing for later.
Mm. I mean, a lot of it did follow the formula of a Star Wars, but that's going to happen.
Yeah, well,
you know, you've got
it
to,
is a Star Wars.
Here, we've got to get to a thing to do a thing, and then you've got to blow up the thing.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
yeah,
otherwise
yeah.
we can't do the thing unless yeah. you blow up the thing, you know?
that's exactly it. But mm-hmm. I thought that
Sorry to spoil the whole movie there, but...
No, well, yeah, well, that's mm-hmm. all right. I'll edit it out. Don't worry about that. But one of the things I also mentioned in my review is scale
yes.
is something that Gareth Edwards does.
He's the Godzilla
really
guy.
Really well.
Yeah.
And the scene that kind of highlighted that for me more than anything, and I guess this is sort of a spoiler, not really. You know that AT-ACTs are in this.
Yes.
They're the variation on them.
I like how they were a different color. They had a nice, they were that grotty
sand. They're cargo transports.
Yes.
That's why they got the doors on them.
Uh-huh.
But the first time you see one of them, yeah. it just comes through the smoke. And
yeah.
it's enormous.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's just like, shit. Like, there's that moment where you just, that,
yeah.
you know, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, spectacular. Really
so, and
good.
And we got an AT-ST appearance as well.
Pretty we good. Did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just stomping about, mate. Yeah. Chicken walking about.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know it, mate.
Mm-hmm.
What about new vehicles? Because there was a few. Not
we had
like
the U-Wing.
Yeah, I like that
pretty
a lot.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had, like, the tanks.
Yeah.
What else did we get? There wasn't a lot, to be honest. It was a lot of stuff we'd seen. Oh, the Hammerhead Corvette.
That's right. It finally lives up to its name.
Yeah, boy, does it. But that's... They've actually showed up in Star Wars Rebels.
Oh, and I can... Okay.
It doesn't... The thing that happens in the movie...
Wait, is that new or is it pre-existing? I feel it's
no,
pre-existing.
No, it's not. It's just from Rebels. Like, they introduced it.
Okay, right.
I'll say, if not this season, the end of last season.
Okay, right.
Yeah. But, what their kind of Hammerhead does in this movie,
uh-huh.
I didn't know
yeah.
they did
Speaking
that.
Speaking of that, like, these space battles, they looked so authentic to the ones in the 70s.
Yeah.
And yet they just putting modern day effects over it looked so great. Just thinking of the
stuff. They looked like models.
Yeah, they were, right? Or they were.
I don't think so. I think they would have built a lot of them, but no, they're all...
Like when you see the Star Destroyers floating out in space, they look like exactly like the versions from the 70s, except like, you know, with tiny little modern details day details that make them look real. So I don't know. That's a win in my book.
Absolutely. And even seeing the Death Star in the other, in the New Hope, you kind of, you see it from a distance and it's just kind of, you know, and whatever, or you're right up close and you're in the trench and you're on the surface, but here, like it kind of looms over, like they do some stuff with it, which we hadn't really seen before. They flip it upside down and kind of do all sorts of stuff. So
they have it do an ollie. They have it do a 720 vert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Off a half pipe.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. They roll it down a hallway.
Darth Vader. We'll talk about its spoilers.
Yes.
But for you, was that a satisfying use of that character?
Look, in many ways, very much so.
Mm.
But in the way of whatever they did to the voice in between the last time they used James Earl Jones, awful. I don't know what they did. There's two things, you know, there's two things in this movie.
Do you think it's just him saying new dialogue?
No, that you're not used to? There's something wrong with it. There's something wrong with the timbre. Maybe it's just me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you've got sensitive ears, mate.
You know what? I won't, just because I did my medical the other day and they literally said the words perfect hearing. I'm not bragging. Yeah, that's right.
Oh God.
Yeah. But look, I didn't like it.
Now you got me questioning
there's
my perfect
something
hearing.
Wrong with it's, there's not enough echo. There's not enough timbre. I don't know what it is, but
maybe
it
was the cinema you're in. Yeah, or maybe not.
I'll watch it again in a different place. I watched it at regular cinema, regular size screen, regular audio. So
that was your problem right there, mate.
Yeah, right? Exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh. Look, I haven't heard that complaint.
All I was hearing was the cockroaches in the walls. My hearing's that good that I was distracted by them. So
if you found that, actually, if people on Twitter reach out to us at Wikipedia Brown, at Mr. Sunday Movies, I'd love to know if people thought the same thing about that.
Because it didn't feel authentic to me.
Okay. So when he was quiet, you enjoyed him?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
He had a swishy walk to him.
Well, it was a different guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Not Peter Cushing. What's his name?
Can we talk about Peter Cushing?
We should probably wait.
Okay.
But okay. The CGI was good for the most part. Would you say there is some wonky moments which we will now get into?
Yeah, let me think. Yeah, we've covered enough. I think, look, I liked... Yeah, I thought it was pretty great, this movie overall. Best movie ever.
Definitely.
Had a real good time.
I think there are flaws in it.
Yeah, look, I can forgive the fact that nobody had an arc, really, because we knew where this was going to go.
Right, yeah. Mm.
You know, we speed through it and I don't know. And I forgive it because the action was great.
Sure.
And I just, pretty good. I had a good time.
I agree. I think, though, in this time period and the characters you've got to work with, there's some missed opportunity and maybe time spent with some of them, which could have been allocated elsewhere.
Okay, right.
Darth Vader in particular.
Yep.
But overall, I think I enjoyed it on the same level as Force Awakens, but I like them for different reasons and I fault them for different reasons.
Okay, yeah.
Force Awakens is pretty paint by numbers in terms of plot,
yep.
But the characterization of that is quite good.
Yeah.
I feel you like the characters and I guess they're more endearing because that's the kind of characters that you get in a standard Star Wars movie. And in a movie like this, you get characters like this. That being said, they, like you said, there's not the arc that you would tend to get.
All right.
Yeah.
Spoilers?
Spoilers.
Okay. So here's, I'm going to give you a significant amount of spoilers because I'm going to say what I feel is the biggest spoiler of this film.
Yeah.
So please stop listening if you haven't watched this yet.
Okay.
It's big spoilers. We knew people were going to die.
Yeah.
I didn't think everyone was going to die.
Right.
But everybody died.
Everybody died. It was almost like a race to see who could kill themselves the quickest.
Right, yeah.
That's what it came down to.
Yeah. And some were, I thought it was interesting, the way that it's reminiscent of a war film, that some characters just died in a completely unnoble way. Like the pilot, he's just there. He's putting in the, he's just putting in the connectors to the transmitter. And he's there and he's done it. And then just a grenade goes in and he's dead.
Yeah, that's
he's
right.
Like, he gets this sort of forlorn look and then he's dead and
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, that's right. Like if he was Han Solo, he would have put a little bin over it or kicked it out the door or something. But he's just like, I'm just a pilot. I'm just a guy.
Yeah, I'm just a cog in this war machine. Yeah. I guess it's my time kind of thing.
He really had a Doc Brown moment of trying to connect that cable,
right?
Didn't
he? Yeah. And you think, because that's, I assumed somebody would get out.
Yeah, me too.
But nobody. And I, you know what? Here's who I thought would still live.
Right.
Not the blind guy, but his friend.
Sure, yeah.
Because the blind guy's like, I should really know their names, but it doesn't matter.
Chirrut Imwe and Baze Melba.
They're dead, it doesn't matter. But I assumed that he would learn, you know, I'm with the force is with me.
Right.
And he would learn that and he would escape and he would teach others perhaps.
Right.
But nope, he's dead. And he's dead very quickly. Like dead within walking distance of the other guy.
Well, I'd say dead within falling distance of the other guy.
Yeah, probably.
I did like the way the blind guy went out. I wonder when he's walking to, because basically his death, if you're still listening to this and you haven't seen it, what are you doing? But his death is he's got to flick a switch. So he kind of musters up all the faith he can imagine and and he just walks through blaster fire and flicks a switch.
Yes.
And he doesn't get shot because either pure chance or the force.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're like, I don't want to be the guy who shoots a blind guy. Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then the other guy's just like, I'll avenge you. And then he shoots a few troopers and then he just takes a bolt to the head or whatever happens.
Right.
And then that's, does he die in the explosion? I can't remember.
Can't remember either.
Yeah. The droid goes out. He gets shot a lot.
Yeah, so
I was so happy when he was dead because I was like, thank Christ.
Right, okay.
Because then nobody's cackling behind me.
Yeah.
It's
well,
done.
This is something I was going to say, but it makes sense to save it till spoilers now. Some of these characters I don't think we knew long enough.
Yeah,
to
fair be, enough.
I was kind of sad the droid died, but then I'm like, well, he was in it for 10 minutes.
Like he was entertaining enough.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like when Saw Gerrera went out, I'm like, that's how you go out?
That's the thing, and also...
You've been doing this for 25 years.
Like, K2, clearly it's meant to be an emotional kind of thing. Because, you know, he's like, I'll hold him off, and he closes the door and all that sort of stuff. But he's only there because he's programmed to be good. Like,
right,
we know in this movie that he's like, I've got your back because he made me do it, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
true.
It's interesting he did... There was no moment where he learns the value of human life and therefore he wants to save.
Right.
He's just there because he's...
Because he has to be.
Yeah, like, no one told him that he had to defend them to the death. So it's interesting he did that without any more intervention.
Like, yeah. So I guess that is interesting. So he chose to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you'd like it.
No, I think I think there should have been an element where he has a conversation with someone and they give him a tiny little tidbit of something.
I think that moment was supposed to be she gives him the blaster.
Oh,
but I didn't
really
feel
that.
No,
I didn't buy that really. Yeah. No. It's a weird database system. You know
I
mean?
You know what it's from, I think.
It's from outside the front of a movie theater at the arcade
with
the claw game.
Yeah. Mm. No, it's it's that, but there's also a sequence like that in THX-1138 where you're using claws to, I can't remember.
Okay, right.
But it's in my Easter egg video. I put a clip of it in if,
love it.
You want to check it out. But yeah, I was like, this is interesting. I don't understand why this is why it is though.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make any sense to me, but okay, whatever.
Who else dies in a...
Bendo Mendo.
Yep.
Gets Death Starred.
Yep.
Wasn't a robot, or was he?
May have been.
We haven't even talked about him.
I mean, Vader choked him.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But could have just been choking his circuits, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, that's
choking
it.
Choking right in the circuits. Through his balls.
No, I didn't mean.
Yeah.
What did you think of him? We completely passed over
We did
him.
Pass, and we didn't mention Mads Mikkelsen either.
Briefly.
Okay,
yeah.
Good work from Mendo, I thought.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think...
Shame he's dead now.
A lot of the Tarkin stuff could have gone to him.
Can we talk about Tarkin?
Okay.
Let's go to our famous segment, Tarkin About Tarkin.
Because we were pushing for Cushion.
We were, absolutely we
and
were.
And we got him.
Yep. Awful.
Okay, I'll say this.
Straight up awful.
No.
I know some people are in favour of it, but I think it looked worse than if they put a version of Tarkin in Force Unleashed, and maybe they did, the video game.
No.
It would have looked about the same.
Okay, I'll say this. The initial reveal, I'm like, that's quite good.
Yep.
But the problem is, they've never used a character like this for the length that they have.
Yeah, right.
He's in it for maybe 10 minutes in total, which is a lot.
9 minutes too many.
When you've got like Robert Downey Jr. young in Civil War, or you've got young Michael Douglas, or aged up Peggy Carter or whatever, it's like a minute and you're out.
Don't give him a chance.
When you have to look at it for that long. Yeah.
But I don't think it was even that good in the first section of it. I'm like, he looked like Snoke. He looked like that. He was in that uncanny valley region.
Yeah.
He looks not. I think Robert Downey Jr. in Civil War looked much better. I thought.
See, I can always tell. Like, obviously, you always know. And because I knew he was dead.
Yes.
I'm looking for the creases and
was
the signs.
Was this another actor and they've put the ping pong balls. Okay, right.
Yeah, that's how they Andy Serkis'd it, but with a different actor. So the voice is slightly different.
Do you think he looked like Peter Cushing initially, this guy?
I can show you a picture of him. His name's Guy Henry.
Okay.
Let me just bring it
because
up.
Because I didn't, not for a second did I believe that he was really there or that he was having a conversation with Mendo or in fact anyone.
Especially when he was standing next to a real person.
Yeah,
Something about the skin doesn't quite, you know this guy.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
And what's weird is they'll recast like Mon Mothma, or they actually took her from The Revenge of the Sith. It's the same actor from a deleted scene. But they'll put in a spend money on CGI Tarkin.
There was something wrong with his mouth.
Yeah.
He didn't move like Cushing's mouth. Cushing's cushions.
Cushing's lizard lips.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you flat out hated it.
Yes.
Do you think if it was a minute, you would have been forgiving of it? Like a minute and then maybe later you see him in a hologram?
Yes. Hologram would have been a lot better.
Agreed.
If he was off planet.
Save some money.
And he's just spending his whole time on the toilet.
Yeah.
On it as a hologram. That's where all the people are holograms in Star Wars universe. They're on the toilet. That's why they can't make it in because they're on the toilet. Anyway, it's hologram. Then all of it's forgiven.
Yeah.
Because there's enough static and whatever that
you wouldn't notice.
You wouldn't notice, yeah.
And I wonder whether if you didn't know he was dead, you would notice that.
Yeah, I would have.
And coming out. No, not you. Saying most people.
Right, okay.
Like I'm saying that, you know what, coming out of it, I'm like, I don't know if you would, but now thinking about it, I really think that you'd be like, something's not quite right there.
Yeah.
And as I'm watching it, all I'm thinking is, this technology is not quite there yet.
Mm.
You cannot recreate a CGI person yet.
Which I think is fascinating because it's a Star Wars movie. Mm. They've got $1 billion.
But getting a person right. Like recreating a person up close.
Yeah.
I think the eyes were real. Like they used his real eyes.
Yeah, okay, right.
But everything else was kind of, askew.
Mm. All right, what did you think of Princess Leia? I thought much better. Really?
I hated it. Yeah.
I thought much better because she gets one word.
Yeah, I guess that's
and
probably
she's
it, yeah.
There and out. You know,
no, that was
done.
Like, I was like,
really? I didn't mind it at
that
all.
That was my reaction
okay,
to that.
Okay, right.
I think you didn't need that at all.
I liked it. You know what I loved about this movie is that it went straight into A New Hope.
Oh, yeah, like to the second.
To the second.
Yeah. It went right up to it. Yeah. You know what I did enjoy, talking about bringing people back?
Yeah.
They took some fighter pilots from the original Star Wars took some footage that some of it was used, some of it wasn't, and put in Gold Leader and Red Leader into that squadron battle.
Oh, interesting.
And you didn't even notice, Mason.
Because I don't remember what any of them looked like. I mean, they had that vague British...
They're all British.
British actor.
They're all look 50-ish, aren't
they? Yeah, right, uh-huh.
So, sure. But it's interesting they didn't put in Biggs.
Yeah, right.
Because he was around. They didn't put in Wedge, who would have been around, but I think that's because the actor hates Star Wars,
right,
Dennis Lawson. But no, I was like, That's a nice little nod. Mm. That's how you kind of, some Easter eggs, I'm like, that's great.
C-3PO and R2-D2. In there for a second, blinking, you'd miss them.
Some people hated that.
I didn't mind it.
That's
I liked it. Yeah, I liked
it. Now they're in every Star Wars movie, as the tradition.
That's fine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. As the tradition goes. What about Jimmy Smits?
Yeah, fine. Look, I'll take him a leave. There was some nice nods where he's like, my Jedi friend, I'll notify him or whatever.
See, I thought that was a bit weird, especially the way he said it.
Well, a lot of people have asked me on Twitter, what do I think about the destiny of this movie?
Yeah.
And I think maybe they're referring specifically to that bit.
Right, yeah.
And also the fact that Galen deliberately built in the floor into the Death Star. What do you reckon about that?
I love it.
I like it too, yeah.
I think because that will shut everybody up forever now.
Yeah,
there's
like,
a
why
reason
didn't they patch
that is
it?
The way it is.
And when you think about it, the Death Star has presumably thousands of levels. There's nobody could, there's no inspector going through it going, okay, well, just double check that this thousands of miles of corridor doesn't have a flaw in it kind of thing.
And also, maybe there's 1,000 exhaust ports.
Yeah, right.
And this is the one. Like,
well,
maybe. I don't know.
I think it is because otherwise he could have said, there's one exhaust port, just shoot a proton torpedo in
it. Yeah, well, that's a really good point.
They wouldn't have to go to the base.
They hit the wrong one.
He could have just said it in the hologram.
Yeah.
There's one big hole. I put it in there. Just shoot at the big hole.
You'll find it.
It's right on the top.
No, I think it's in the middle.
Yeah.
It's in the equator.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
What else we got? That's about... Who else died in a weird fashion?
Well, at the end, Cassian and Jyn Erso died in a Terminator 2 style...
Yes, they
nuclear
did.
...nuclear explosion.
Yeah.
Where presumably they were skeletons and then dust. Interestingly...
Yeah. Yes.
Jyn Erso, or what's the actor, is Felicity Jones is signed on for another movie.
I was going to say, like, it's going to be hard to bring these people back.
I I think you either do a prequel
to this,
but how do you do that? The only way I feel like you could do it, maybe somebody swooped in at the last minute, but even then,
there
was a blinding light.
You'd need some sort of teleporter, which they don't have.
Yep. A bunker.
Yeah,
you need
a bunker. No, because that light envelops them it's going fast. There's nothing left of them.
Yeah.
And you can't force ghost them because none of them know how to do that, nor are they force sensitive.
Yep.
How do you bring her back then?
Twin sister. You can't. I've read the prequel novel.
All right.
Yeah. I think you could maybe put her in the Han Solo movie or something like that.
Yeah, that's true. You could put her in, you could have a last recorded video message.
Sure, yeah, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. But I think what's probably happened is maybe not everybody was initially to die. Maybe they shot multiple endings for different actors.
Yeah.
You just sign on for two.
Yeah.
When you sign up for Star Wars, you just sign up for a bunch of them.
Right.
That's
gotcha,
probably
yeah.
what
yeah.
happened.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if you turned up, but if they do a flat out sequel,
there's no way.
I don't know how they could do it.
Look, they've already done a flat out sequel.
Yes. It's called Return of the Jedi.
That's right.
But I think if they could find a way to do it
yep.
convincingly, I'd love to see that character again, all of them again. Because even though, some more than others, K2SO, you could have a date, his memory
put
him in something else.
He's never shot in the head.
No, he's not.
Not that necessarily his data tape is in his head or his AI is in his head.
Well, it must be because she shoots that one in the shoulder and it goes down.
That's true.
So maybe it's in the shoulder. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. But I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? I got a question for you.
Okay.
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I loved the introduction.
Uh-huh.
The castle on Mustafar.
Yes.
Which is the place where he had the terrible thing happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Where he choked his wife and then he rolled into fire. And he had no arms and legs also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's clearly just gone, you know what, I'm going to own this. Uh-huh. I'm going to build a terrifying castle on this lava planet where the worst thing imaginable happens.
So it is the same planet.
It's the same planet.
Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, right? When I saw that, that was, for me, was a highlight.
Yeah, okay.
Because I was telling you this before the show, they've gone to include Vader's volcanic castle planet since Empire Strikes Back. There's concept art for it.
Uh-huh.
There was talk of putting it in The Force Awakens. There's concept art for that.
Mm-hmm.
But they finally got around to it, and I bloody loved it.
Yeah, it was really
just
good.
Just this real sinister Lord of the Rings style, crazy over the top, black granite castle.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And that guy wasn't the Emperor either, it turns out. The guy who was kneeling.
No, that's true. Just some guy.
Just some acolyte or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like the idea that he has to be in the Bacta.
He's always in storage.
Yeah. Because he'd have to be, surely, because he's so fucked up.
Yeah.
And the suit also, it's not pleasant for him. He doesn't like
wearing
it.
Seems uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah. But no, that was terrific. Mm. It is followed by a scene, though, where he makes a joke. Did that bother you?
Well, I mean, he is a dad, so he's going to make some dad jokes, isn't he?
I was okay with it.
Yeah, don't choke on your ambitions.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, is there an example of him doing something like that in the other movies?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, maybe that's the last remnants of Anakin Skywalker.
Mm. I'm enraged at my treatment by Grand Moff Tarkin. High enraged at your treatment of Grand Moff Tarkin. I'm Darth Vader. It's a little exchange there between
that's
Mendo and Darth Vader.
Yeah. Mm. So, but the voice, though, no good for
no
you.
No dice, not for me, no.
And then he disappears for an hour and a half, maybe.
Probably could have come back. I would have liked to see him make an appearance on
the beach.
On the beach would have been great.
I would
just sweeping his lightsaber through the water.
Yes,
splish, splish, splish.
Knocking over sandcastles.
Yeah,
the kids are making.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
But I thought he was the scene that everybody remembers.
Yes.
Is where he's in the darkened corridor of the spaceship. You hear the breathing. The lightsaber snaps on, and he just kills 20 guys in a row.
Yes.
And it's amazing.
It's a massacre. It's a horror movie massacre.
It really is.
Yeah.
He's just bearing down. These guys are hitting the ceiling. He puts the...
He throws one into the ceiling and then he cuts him in half. Yeah. That guy's already dead.
But no, there's the one that's... And they're trying to get the plans out the door. Yeah. And he puts the saber through him and rips open the door.
Yeah.
So, it's so good.
Yeah.
But it's not long enough.
I think we needed one more scene.
I don't understand. If you're in this time period, and we'll probably go back to it, we'll probably see him again, but what an opportunity to have the band of rebels each attacking him with their own specific skills, and he's just knocking them down.
Yeah, I guess so. That's true, yeah.
Imagine the blind guy with a stick wrapping him over the head.
That being said, I agree with what you're saying, but I did not envision that happening. Yeah, I know everybody wanted Blind Guy with a Stick versus Darth Vader.
Yeah.
But I don't think that... that doesn't play well with the idea of Darth Vader as being this unstoppable monster.
No, but I think that's why you jump him as a group.
Yeah, but I think if you go, okay, well, we've each individually got skills and we're going to team up and we're going to get him kind of thing, I think that takes away from the idea of Darth Vader as a monster. I think there should have been another scene where he just cuts through a whole bunch of dudes, but I don't think it should have been the Rogue One team.
Okay.
I think it's best they
or
never...
some of them?
No, because he would have killed them.
See, I think you could have crashed a spaceship into him. He's all messed up.
Right.
And then they're just chipping away at him.
Yeah.
Which, again, I've said this in before, and that's why he's slower. Because he's not slow at all.
No.
He's just tearing through guys down that corridor.
I think maybe in the latter films, in the latter time period, he's slow because he's filled with self-doubt.
Okay, but even when he fights Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Self-doubt, though.
Yeah, I guess so, because he got cut up real bad. Yeah. That's going to be in your head, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I think I would have much preferred just another scene where he's, I don't know, destroying
just doing
more,
something, anything.
Yeah, destroying more rebels.
Yeah. Why have you got Grand Moff Tarkin in for 10 minutes and Vader for 4?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Surely Vader's cheaper
as well.
That
scene's so good.
It's so good.
Ah.
Yeah.
I can watch that. Again, just the end that it just turns directly into, they give it to the bloody next guy, and then he takes it to the ship, and then he gives it to Princess Leia, and then presumably a couple of hours later, episode 4 happens.
Exactly.
Great.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think it was a little abrupt, the ending?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. I was like, because it really, it built and built and built and built, and then it was just done.
Yeah, good. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Okay,
fair enough. That's a bloody space opera for you.
It certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here? Okay, the Hammerhead Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
It was pretty good, fantastic. Yeah.
Uses a Star Destroyer to shear off the top of another Star Destroyer.
I'm disappointed we didn't get Ackbar.
Yeah, we got White Ackbar.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Who's based off Winston Churchill.
Ackbar.
He's based off Winston Churchill.
Really?
That guy. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that was interesting. That ship went down, though, didn't it?
We will fight them on the beaches.
It wasn't.
Mm.
You reckon just swap Ackbar out for that guy, maybe?
Nah, doesn't matter. It's fine.
But you wanted to see Ackbar.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you think Ackbar got a promotion? Because they're like, our Winston Churchill's dead.
Maybe.
We need a...
Yeah,
even though the orange race is the lesser race of Ackbar's, of Mon Calamari, now is your moment.
Yeah.
He used to be a shuttle pilot in the old canon for Tarkin. That was his job.
Oh, and he...
He defected.
He defected,
well, he was a slave, essentially.
Interesting.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about what was cut?
Yes, please.
The TIE fighter.
Yep, zipping up on the top of that tower. We didn't see that at all. Who was supposed to be in that?
No, I didn't know. Just a TIE fighter, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, right.
There's a bit where they're running across the beach and the AT-ACT is like shooting at them.
Yep.
And it looks like she's holding the plans. What I think initially happened was there were two platforms they had to get to.
Yep.
They went and got the plans from one side, had to cross the beach and get up to the satellite
dish. Right.
That's what I'm presuming happened.
And initially it was going to be a Fast and the Furious 7 situation where they just leap a TIE fighter from one building to the other. I understand.
Mendo on the beach.
Mendo on the beach.
What was... I feel like he...
Would you watch some sort of Discovery Channel documentary called Mendo on the Beach?
Just absolutely,
goes to various
I would.
Beaches, yeah.
Bloodlines is kind of like Mendo on the Beach.
Oh, yeah, pretty good.
Bloodlines.
Mm-hmm.
I think also the way that he was dressed, him being in the water, him having a blaster.
Yep.
We never kind of saw what made him different than the other.
Beyond the fact that he was a robot, definitely.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Like, he was kind of more hands-on because he would go down to the ground, but he wasn't particularly tactical.
Yeah.
You know, at the end when he's like to Jyn Erso, who are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you care? Do you even ask that question?
No, and they only really interacted like once.
Yeah.
Prior to that. Yeah.
Well, they in the prequel novel, they...
Oh,
she's
I see,
a kid,
right.
But
right.
He doesn't really know him. You know what? There was... I'd say for this movie wasn't very emotionally affecting for me, personally, because it's, you know, it just kind of wasn't built that way, or I didn't kind of feel that way about it.
Uh-huh.
But the hologram scene with Galen Erso I really liked.
Yeah.
Because Mads didn't have a lot to do, I felt, in this movie, but he bloody knocked that out of the park.
That's true.
Where he's like, hey, listen, I'm sorry about everything, but look, I'm trying to make it right and whatever. Uh-huh. And she's like, my emotions.
Emotions are got him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially when you consider the fact he was standing on a green screen doing that to nothing.
That's
so
true, yeah.
Good on him, mate. Yeah. He bloody did it.
Mm. What else happened in this movie that we could... we cover everything? Let me think.
There's a bit we're also missing with Vader when he's... Remember you see the reflection of the red surface?
Yeah,
and he's standing in front of the red plans.
Tactical plan thing, yeah.
None of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's all that?
Did you like the fact that the Death Star could operate in one reactor mode and just blast a city or whatever. That's fun.
What I thought was interesting, though, when they're like, hey, do you want to blow up this planet? And Tarkin's like, nah.
Yeah.
So is he thinking, nah, well, he's like, I want to make a splash. I want to do this on a world that matters. And this is some dog shit planet.
No, I think that was part of his... I think he knew that Darth Vader... Because remember, Darth Vader's like, oh, you've built this weapon and you're going to...
Think you're pretty good, mate.
Yeah, I think he was like, what, are you going to blow up a planet and tip our hand kind of thing?
Mm.
And I think Tarkin knew that he didn't want to take the fall for, like, tipping off the rebels about this super weapon, so he wanted bloody Mendo to take the fall for it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because at this point as well, yeah, the council is still, like, the government system is still in place. Yeah. I mean, it's a mockery, but mm-hmm. it still exists.
Yeah. So. More like the old bloody government.
I'll tell you what, mate.
Wouldn't read about it.
All right, what else have we got? Anything else?
That's it, I think.
I think so. I got some reviews.
Lightsabers,
here.
That happened. Yeah, pretty
maybe,
good.
Maybe this will get us talking if something else comes to mind. Got some reviews. A Fed says on Twitter, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod, I just saw Rogue One. I'm not that impressed. The story was good, but it was so hard to care about these characters.
Yeah, look, I feel shades of that.
Sure.
I think you're right. I don't think we have enough time. We didn't have... There were a lot, and we didn't necessarily have enough time to learn to love them all.
Fair enough.
Like, when you think about Force Awakens, realistically, we got two more characters.
Yeah.
And the rest we've known for 30 years or whatever. So.
Do you think it was the balancing of all these different characters that it didn't... that they struggle with, maybe?
Not necessarily. I just don't think there was enough screen time for everybody.
Yeah, but does that come down to balance, I mean?
Oh.
You've got nine characters as opposed to two new characters.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. It's from Savvy13 Singh. Just saw Rogue One. Felt like every decision had more weight to it than any other Star Wars movie. Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was important, wasn't
good
it?
Good input.
It was important things. Yep. It's from Mark with 5 or 6 arms. Ars, sorry.
How many arms does he have? Sounds like one of those Star Wars monsters you keep talking about.
I think Rogue One is just a mediocre movie with some great moments, about on the same level as Episode 6 for me. I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I
think it, in terms of this being kind of a dirtier and a grittier movie, I think this one takes the edge.
But, okay, yeah, because there is a lot of Ewoks in.
Yeah.
But the thing is as well, and I said this in my review, I said a lot, but I think the start and the end of Return of the Jedi are incredible. Mm-hmm. Just all that shit in the middle.
In the middle, you're right, exactly. Yeah.
No good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is just weighted differently in terms
when
of
when we did the Return of the Jedi commentary, I remember thinking, oh, this is going really well. And then my brain just assumed we jumped from Luke rescuing everybody from Jabba's palace to the end bit. But there's so much in the middle, it's no good.
Yeah, that's right. David Stewart W says, saw Rogue One. I must confess I was bored during most of it. I didn't care about the main characters till the end. But Donnie Yen, smiley face.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Caleb. Saw Rogue One.
Donnie Yen's got my yen.
You know it, mate.
You know?
You only deal in Japanese currency?
Correct, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does that make things difficult?
I mean, at the movies, certainly. Yeah.
Saw Rogue One.
And Bitcoin, eh?
Sure, yeah.
Bitcoin, yeah.
That would make things equally mm-hmm, difficult, yeah. I'd imagine. Saw Rogue One, a best movie ever. Was there too much hope and destiny, which we kind of covered a bit?
I don't think there was that much.
There was a lot of rousing speeches, though, which I didn't care for.
Yeah, oh, that's right. We didn't really talk about that. That there's, like, specifically, Jyn Erso's told, rebellions are built on hope, and then it just rattles around in her head.
Yeah.
And then at the end, she's like, rebellions are built on hope.
Revolutions are built. What was it? What did you say
that time? Yeah, and I didn't. There was some. I don't know. I felt there were some odd turns. Like, what's the main guy?
Cassian Andor.
Cassian, he just goes from
Cassian, South American Han Solo.
Oh yes, he goes straight from, you know, killing an informant just to get away.
Yeah,
a guy who's helped him out, he's just going to kill him for a brief distraction, and then he goes from, well, I better kill Galen. Oh no, I won't.
Yeah,
there's not really any.
Sure, why didn't he? I guess it's I took that as. I see what you mean, you're right. Mm-hmm. But I took that as that he knows Jyn Erso and he's like, oh, I can't really.
Ah, yeah, okay.
That's
that
how
sense.
I took it.
Yeah,
but
okay,
I can
right,
see
right.
why. No, I don't think that was fleshed out enough. This is from Damn Wags. I absolutely love Rogue One. It'll go down as the most underrated Star Wars franchise film. It's worth watching a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So I think generally people are positive, but I don't think it was the kind of knock it out of the park movie that I know that I was hoping to see, and maybe you as well.
This is pretty much exactly what I thought it would be.
Okay, cool.
I enjoyed it, and it was good. But I wish there was more Darth Vader. I wanted one more scene.
Just one.
Just one more. Maybe just him mowing down, like, rebellion...
A garden hedge.
Yes.
Rebellion garden hedges.
Rebellion garden hedges. That one looks like Akbar. Now it looks like the Emperor. He's that good. Imagine just him on a beach and there's a rebellion speeder bike coming at him and he just chops it to bits.
I completely agree. Mm-hmm. You're right. Look, it doesn't have to necessarily be the crew.
Yep.
But you could have, like, they've done it in the comics.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was great, and that's what I wanted to see. Mm-hmm. Like, he could fight 100 guys at once.
Yeah.
Why don't we see that?
Or 1,000 kids.
Absolutely. Mm. So, look, maybe we'll see it down the line, but
yeah.
I really think, people probably felt the same way if you're a big Godzilla fan about Gareth Edwards' Godzilla film.
Uh-huh.
You could have really done some cool stuff with him. I mean, you did.
Yep.
But you could have done more. And maybe that's what they wanted to do, to be like, let's just leave him wanting more. Let's put in like the best scene of the movie, and it probably is, if not, it's up there. And then leave people going, oh, that was great.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want too much, I guess.
I guess we're running out of empty space in which to put a cool Darth Vader scene.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind. Maybe they'll do something between Empire and Jedi and
yeah, maybe
put him in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Felicity Jones, she's back.
Yeah.
As a clone of herself.
Pretty great.
Something. I don't know. All right, Mason.
All right, we talked about that.
We have.
Yeah.
You know what it's time for now?
Oh, our famous segment.
What we reading?
What we gonna read?
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? How long did we talk for then?
I don't know. Has that recorded at all?
Yeah, man, it's been recording for too long.
We have better equipment now, so we live in constant fear of it.
We do not understand it, nor do we trust
it. That's right. In the spirit of Star Wars, I read the first issue of Star Wars Dr. Aphra.
Have you read any of the Star Wars comics before?
No, but I understand
you should read Darth Vader.
I understand
then.
She's in Darth Vader.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
Yeah. Have you read this one?
Yes, I have. Yes,
it's pretty good, right?
I like it.
She's sort of an anti Han Solo.
Yeah, she kills like a Han Solo Indiana Jones type at the start.
Yes, exactly.
Spoiler alert, I guess.
Yeah, she's very much in the mold, and she's got an evil C-3PO and R2-D2, and an evil Wookiee.
Yeah,
and she's a smuggler in the sense that she is an archaeologist. She's a rogue archaeologist.
I can't do it. Rogueologist, can't do it. Anyway, sorry, go on.
She specializes in sort of ancient weapons and robotics.
Yes.
And kind of stealing them. And she was previously the employee of Darth Vader.
Correct.
In some capacity.
Yes, yes.
But now she's sort of on the run from a whole bunch of people. And it's real good. I like the character.
Yep, I agree.
A lot of sass.
You should definitely go back then.
Okay, cool. Is she in the Star Wars series proper, or just the Darth Vader series?
Darth Vader series. I think she crosses over a bit because the main Star Wars series and the Darth Vader series cross over in Vader Down.
Okay, right.
They crashed Darth Vader on a planet and then they attack him, which was what we probably could have seen in Rogue One.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But initially with the character, I'm like, she's kind of like and she's grown out of this. She's like a Darth Vader fangirl. She's like, oh my God, I love you.
Oh, I see, right.
I love what you did with whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay, no, I don't like this. But then she develops
She's
more.
Got that sort of, she's got the sort of Han Solo amorality that he had before. You know, he met Obi-Wan
before
and
he became a coward.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. That's exactly the words that I was thinking of.
Before being frozen, scrambled his brain.
Yeah, that's right.
And he became a dad.
Yeah.
Ruining his life. Yeah. All right. Well, it did, didn't it?
What have you been reading or watching or something?
I've been watching Dirk Gently on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. So this is from the late Douglas Adams.
It is,
Of Hitchhiker's Guide.
It's a lot of fun. It's
This is the second. This might be the second or third Dirk Gently.
Oh, really?
There's a British version. Is this British or American?
No, it's American, yeah.
Okay, because there's a British version as well.
Oh, no, the Dirk Gently in it is British.
Okay,
but,
right.
It's him and, what's his name? Elijah Wood.
Oh, yeah, cool.
But it gets to the point where it's just like episode after episode after episode of no answers and just weird shit.
Right, okay.
And initially it's like, oh, this is fun and how does this all tie together? And then it gets to the point where you're kind of like, is it going to tie in?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it does in a big way.
Uh-huh.
So just as you're kind of getting sick of it, well, I was. And I'm not finished it yet, but no, man, it's
is
solid.
Is this a
I'm
Netflix exclusive?
I don't know if it is because I think it might have been released before, but it is now.
All right, cool, man. All right, I'll check it out. Also, I watched the TV series Atlanta. Maybe you've heard of it. I'm recommending it to you. It's very good. Yeah, yeah.
Are you, Mason?
Yeah,
it's you know who my character is? The guy who's never heard of Atlanta. It's more niche than your Star Wars
guy. It's pretty good, yeah.
What happens in it? Anyway, you like it.
It's about the rap game in Atlanta.
Yeah, sure.
Which a lot of people on Twitter have since informed me is quite accurate.
Oh, good, because we did ask about
it. Look, it's fun, but it's kind of grim. You're right.
Yeah, man.
That ending's pretty grim.
Yeah, Donald Glover's good.
It's bittersweet.
In a way, isn't isn't that life, though?
Yeah.
It's ebbs and flows.
Ebbs and flows.
You know what I didn't watch this week?
What could I have. Oh, no. Yes.
Get out of here with your bloody letter, Steve. You know the movie Passengers with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence?
Uh-huh.
I had a screening on Friday.
Yes.
And then I heard it wasn't very good, so I didn't go. So it's not out here till, I think it might even be early January, but I think it's out in the US before that. But I'm like, I got a lot of work to do. I'm not driving to the other side of town to watch a mediocre sci-fi
Jam
movie.
Jam Factory. Yeah, I can remember. Yeah, good call.
No good, mate. Yeah. So even if it was just okay, I'm too old. I'm too tired.
Did you end up watching Arrival? You did.
No, I haven't. Have you seen it?
No.
See, that's the other thing. I'm like, if I'm going to see a movie, I'm going to see Arrival.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get to it this week. But because Christmas is coming up, I don't know whether I can.
Yeah.
Oh, Mason. I wish there was a next segment to distract me from my thoughts of not seeing Arrival. Oh, well.
No, it's letters.
Oh?
Yeah. There it is. The classic one was letters. Oh, letters. We love you. Some letters. They're only a day away. Now they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
Mason, because it's Rogue One week.
Yes.
I thought all these letters are going to be Rogue One themed.
Very good.
Oh, Star Wars themed.
Not as good.
So
wait, I mean, what themed? He's back, baby. Yeah, we're gonna do the letters theme as guy who doesn't know what Star Wars is. Good luck.
I should, if you haven't seen Rogue One, I'll put in the time code and maybe give it a skip.
Yep.
So I apologize, but when else are we going to do an all Rogue One letters theme?
Never.
Thing, Mason. That's right. Okay, this is from Matthias.
Yes.
Matthias Atkinson.
Good.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. That's how you reach the show on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Rogue One spoilers. This is what he said. Do you think it's ethically right to bring back Tarkin? Do you think they should have recast?
Do you think his... they'd have to get approval from
Surely
his family,
there's
right?
Some, yeah. I mean, maybe they own his likeness, like Lucasfilm owned it. But even then,
no.
I think
they would own Moff. They would own Tarkin as a character.
Yeah.
But I would say it'd be like, you know, when they do a video game adaptation of something,
right?
And
if you want to get Jimmy Smits for The Force Unleashed,
you got to sign him up for it.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm sure the family got compensated.
Though,
I would hope so.
I know that there has been like trouble with this in the past. Uh-huh. I think they had to jump through some hoops to get Marlon Brando for
The Island of Dr. Moreau.
That's right, for Superman Returns.
And he couldn't jump through any hoops at that point.
That's right.
He's a very large man.
Laurence Olivier
yes.
is in Sky Captain using stock footage.
Huh.
And there was a big kind of controversial kind of
right.
thing surrounding
But they're not
that.
See the thing about that is they wouldn't be using him in any Like, they wouldn't give him dialogue that he didn't say or anything
oh,
like that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's stock footage, then it's just him smiling or waving or in a rocket ship or whatever.
That's fine, yeah. No, he was a weird hologram or something. I can't remember.
Okay, well, that's I'm sure if they own the footage, then...
Right.
Well, they you know, purchase the footage or whatever, it'll be fine.
And surely, like, the family, Cushing's family, would have, like, signed off on what he's doing. Because if he comes out and he's like, I've pooed my pants or something.
Yeah.
Then, obviously, they wouldn't be... I mean, that's out of character, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is that the first thing I thought of?
I don't know.
But, yeah, obviously, I'm sure there must be like, well, what are you doing specifically?
Right.
How much screen time? What are we getting compensated? Who's the
yeah,
actor
totally, yeah.
and whatnot? I'd love to do an episode on actors that they've brought back from the dead for movies.
Yeah.
Or like kind of recut. Because there's a long history of that and there's quite a few to go through. Like The Crow, there's that Bruce Lee movie. That weird crap Bela Lugosi movie from like way back.
Planet Nine from Outer Space.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I don't know if it's one of those things where it's so bad you have to see it.
Look, you know, the thing about that movie is, sure, it's bad, but it cost $5 to make.
Yeah, that's right.
A much worse movie is a movie that costs $150 million and is profoundly terrible.
Sure.
Transformers.
Which one?
All of them.
Okay.
Any of them. Pick one. Doesn't matter.
Good stuff. No, I do find that interesting, though, like the ethical kind of, I don't know, I'm surely, though, I think for actors now, you'd have something in your contract to be like, if I die, I do not want this.
Right,
Like, I'm sure most of them would have something
I think it is much more likely that the contracts have something in them that says, if I die,
bring me back in every way possible.
Unless, I reckon it says unless specifically
I poo my pants.
Yeah, in which case, no. Yeah. Mm. Unless I specifically do say I don't want it, then I'm in for all future things with my likeness for the until the end of time.
This movie's also got me thinking, though, do we even need this? Like, do we need it? Are we short on actors? Where we got to bring back people for scenes for like 10 minutes in entire movies? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just got, no. Anyway, doesn't matter. We'll talk about it another week.
Yeah.
Connor McGuinness says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod, after seeing Rogue One, I really want Darth Vader solo movie rather than Han Solo movie. Thoughts? Darth Vader movie.
Is it going to...
Let's say Hunting Jedi.
Good question.
Could you frame a movie around him where he's the lead?
No, I think it'd be much better to frame it as he is a monster.
Yeah.
Like he's a bogeyman of sorts.
A
man covered in bogeys.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
That everyone is in fear of.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a horror movie where there's maybe a Jedi who is...
trapped in a...
And yeah, like a
whatever.
New Jedi who is the last of his, you know, his band of Jedi, and he's on the run from Darth Vader, and it's, maybe.
And they're in the maze from Alien vs. Predator, underground ice pyramid.
Yes! Perfect.
So like a haunted house movie, but with Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That's kind of what we got in the last scene of this.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You can edit that out.
No, this is all spoilers.
Oh, this is all spoilers.
We already
said it,
Mason.
All right.
Luckily, I covered for you,
mate. Right. Yeah.
This is from Marcos Canales. I'm sorry, I definitely I didn't spell it wrong because you spelt it, but I said it wrong. Do you think we'll get new editions of the original Star Wars trilogy with Rogue One troopers and or ships added?
Not these days. No.
Yeah. I think if anything, we're going to go the other way. We're finally going to get the original films released.
Yes.
Unaltered and whatnot, just kind of touched up a little bit.
Yeah. And I think that's true, not because the current people who are making Star Wars movies have any particular reverence for the originals. It's more that we've just gone all the way around the cycle to the start again.
That's right, yeah.
We've gotten a million extended, expanded, special editions, and everybody's got theirs and thrown out their originals, so now it's time to bring back the originals so we can buy them again.
That's right. Or just download that version that people made online, that super high-def copy. You know about those, don't you?
The one made of ASCII characters? The little animated version?
No, okay. Somebody, you know about this. Somebody's taken the original trilogy and taken all the extra shit out of it, but also like done it in a super high def Blu-ray quality.
Great.
And you can download them for free. Because if you're not, look, that's what happens. If you're not going to let people buy them, this is what's going to happen.
Creativity.
Yeah. Also, Fox owned the rights to the original Star Wars forever. But every other movie is Disney's now.
Huh.
Yeah.
Fox. How did they sneak their way in?
It's because they were there from the get-go. Remember the drums at the start of the movie?
That's right, dog. We've both gone insane at the same time.
Also, that now opens an X-Men movie instead of a Star Wars movie, which some say isn't as good. I would never say that. No, I would. It's
true. Yeah, it's
okay, that's the show for this week, Mason.
Yeah, the show.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I did enjoy the show.
I just want to say for next week, Assassin's Creed is out in all places of the world, but not here.
Okay, good.
So we won't be talking about it. Also,
Merry Christmas.
Next week is Christmas.
Yeah, it is.
And because it is the holidays the world over,
yeah.
Depending what you believe in, happy holidays, Mason. I don't want to offend anybody, specifically you, because I know you hate Santa Claus.
Correct.
Yeah, but...
I feared him as a child. I wouldn't sit on his lap.
But...
Didn't trust him.
We might just do like a shorter version of it. Is that true? You never sat on his lap?
Never sat on his lap, never.
That is completely reasonable.
Yeah, I know,
that is
right?
You don't know him.
Exactly.
Okay, everybody, I've edited this in.
Santa Claus real talk. We're going to talk about Santa Claus right now.
So if you've got kids in the car, we don't want to spoil the magic of Christmas for them. Don't worry, he's coming. It's very exciting time of year. We just want to say some stuff about him to your parents. All nice stuff, isn't it, Mason?
Absolutely, it's
all the
be nice
gifts
stuff.
He brings, all the candy canes that he...
That list he's got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you're all on it. You know, I was a kid, I never believed in Santa. And it wasn't like...
Neither did I.
Yeah, it wasn't like... I wasn't the kid who spoiled it for everybody. I just shut my mouth. I'm like, I don't think this is true. But I didn't say anything. I wasn't that kid who's like, oh, I saw my parents putting out presents. I figured it out. Shut up if you're that kid.
Yeah, I don't remember. I have no memory of ever believing Santa Claus. Maybe it's an Australian thing.
Yeah.
Like there's no... We should put a spoiler warning for this.
We're so gritty and real.
Santa Claus real talk.
Yeah.
There are people listening to this, but they're bloody kids, mate.
Yeah,
like at no point, and I think at one point, I just idly, like as a 7-year-old or something like that, I idly mentioned in conversation to another 7-year-old, you know, about Santa Claus not being real. And then the teacher came up to him and was like, "Now, you all know that Santa Claus is real, right?" And I went, "Yes, Santa Claus is real." But at the time, I'm thinking, I'm going to go home and tell my parents about this. This grown woman who believes Santa Claus is real. This is incredible.
Okay, that's the end of Santa talk, isn't it?
Yeah, good. There it was.
So, yeah, we can't do Assassin's Creed. So I thought, look, we might just do a news episode next week and keep it short. Mm-hmm. Maybe do a few letters, but people understand
that. Do some mailbag.
Yeah, that's right. And the week after.
Maybe we'll dip into the famous weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Oh, good
See
Lord.
What's in there. If you've got any crazy fan theories. Next week is the week for crazy fan
I'm
theories.
I'm not reading them.
Don't just tweet them at me at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. Just tweet me a fan theory with a link to a Reddit or something like that. I'll read it. We'll talk about
right,
any
then.
Crazy fan
okay.
theories.
Okay.
About anything.
Anything?
Anything.
All right then. Yeah. Could it be real life stuff?
Yes.
So like Bush did 9/11 and whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So conspiracies and truth telling, obviously. The two things we're going to talk about.
And the week after that will be our final episode for the year, which we'll do a... Though it might actually spill into New Year's.
Ooh.
I'm not sure. But that will be our kind of best of 2016 episode.
Nice.
And then it looks like we're taking a couple of weeks off this year.
Oh.
I'm bloody knackered, mate. I'm going to the beach, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. Well, I should mention, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you leave a like or a comment on this, apparently that helps because YouTube's being weird at the moment, Mason. Did you know that? The algorithm's all...
Oh, really? Being a little passive-aggressive.
Who knows, mate? I've got no idea. But apparently that does help out or it doesn't.
Oh, great.
So if you want to support the show...
It's all about engagement.
Apparently so. Or it isn't. I don't know.
Mm.
Where can people find us?
Oh, if you want to find us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter and Facebook and to Gmail and Bandcamp. We've got all the original Star Wars audio commentaries up there and all these prequel commentaries
Six.
Up there.
Films. Six.
Six
films.
Are the best, baby. Hitting them for six. Six and, runs.
And for people asking, we'll do Force Awakens before episode 8 next year.
Yeah, cool.
And then I guess we'll do this
Something
one
else.
For the Rogue yeah. One for the Han Solo one the year after.
Star Wars Train Never Ends. And you can find me at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
You can find me at Mr. Sunday Movies.
If you would like to support the show somehow and...
Too bad, you can't.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to starve, dog. Sorry, mate. You had a good run, though. Now, if you want to, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to kick in a buck a month or something like that. You can go to the Amazon affiliate link, which is in the episode description underneath Santa Claus Real Talk. And you can buy just whatever you're going to shop for on Amazon anyway, and we get a kickback somehow.
Yep.
What's another thing you can do? You can go buy t-shirts on tpublic.com. There's all kinds of crazy designs in there. Thanks to our friends. Fergal Quigley and Matt Young and Golden Legend, all the greats.
Definitely.
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our themes. Thank you to everybody who listens to the end of this,
yeah,
this particular
man.
Segment.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Raw Collings.
Yeah, one of at the Weekly Planet.
He had appendix removed.
Oh.
Because he wasn't eating enough grass, because that's what it's for.
That's right.
He stopped eating grass and that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Never stop, Mason.
That's right.
So he's doing well.
Great.
So
that's
maybe
good to know.
Shoot him a bloody thing on Twitter.
Yeah, say hi.
At the Weekly Planet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, eat more grass. Oh, you can't eat grass now.
That's right. It's too late. It's too late for you. Yeah.
Can you imagine not eating delicious grass every
so
day?
Nom.
How's he going to live?
Sadly. Certainly. That's a lot, I think, isn't
that's
it?
That's a lot, yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
What else do I sell at the end of this?
Listen, just thanks for listening.
That's exactly right. Thanks for listening, subscribing, send us a nice tweet. It's all great stuff.
It is, isn't it?
That'll do it, I reckon.
I'll see you next week, Mason.
Grab Dad to Jem, everyone, and James and all the people.
You know I will.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.